שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חוק.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt number 43, the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon.
Please.
Excerpt number 43, Baal HaSulam, letter number 47. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal, and you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all the crimes. Test me in that, and begin to truly connect in love, and then you will see the palate will taste.
Meaning everything depends on as much as we understand that we don't just speak about love, connection, to be good children, not to fight with each other, but that we're speaking about correcting the system of Adam Rishon, which is shattered, and we need to connect in souls. Not that we'll hold hands and hug and you, that we will connect in our hearts, meaning in the most internal desires, and that they all contradict one another and reject one another, but will overcome this rejection and connect ourselves by a power higher than the rejection, by the Creator Himself, in a way that our desires, even though they are each one rejected from the other, they will all be connected together by a force that will control them, that will obligate them to connect, and we will want it to happen, and we will ask for it to happen. And then, by controlling our hearts by love with the force of the Creator upon them, we will reach correction and feel what it is to resemble the Creator according to the intensity of rejection to connection and the intensity of the connection, and according to the manners of rejection and manners of connection, we need all those in order to scrutinize the form of the Creator eventually. From the opposite form from Him in everything, we will attain His form. And we will attain it, not like Him, but from us will attain it, from our qualities, which are opposite of Him, and always, to the depth and to any way, will attain all of Him when He dwells in us. Is that clear, Niv?
Again? Can I ask?
Yeah.
What are imaginary engagements and how do you identify them?
Everything that isn't for connection. We have one business, bringing ourselves to connection that the Creator will dwell in. So if we aim towards it, even if we make mistakes, yes and no, but we want to get to that, that is the real business that we're engaging in. If we're doing anything else, it's false. Meaning, it doesn't have any place in reality. We imagine it as if it exists, as if there's a need for it.
So, the confusion is with regard to what promotes connection, because we can tell ourselves many stories.
It all depends on person's intention. Is his intention to reach connection with the friends, and then with the whole world, in order to reach connection with the Creator? That the friends in the world is the Kli, and connecting to the Creator is what he attains in that vessel. That's it. Nothing else for us to do.
Are there degrees of importance here? Some engagements more promote toward connection, some less so?
Yes, but aim towards connection. We're speaking about intention. And to the intention, after that comes the deed.
Should we try to distinguish that too? For example, connection among friends in the ten is the most important than connection with the world. Connection in the world. Should we do these distinctions?
Yeah, we talked about it many times. That first we have to be connected between us and the ten, and then between the tens, the system of BB, and then go out to the whole general world. This year, we will start going out of ourselves into the general world, which it will also influence us and force us to be connected correctly.
Baltia 1.
Question concerning the quality of bestowal in the ten. I heard that the quality of bestowal in the ten is infinite. So why does it seem like there are competitions between the friends on the opportunities to bestow?
That's so we can see our work in a more concrete way, that before us we'll have something that we can see that this is what we have to do now. Afterwards, we'll already reach actions that are limitless, without any limitations.
Spain 1.
Querido Raf, cuando usted habla del amor, quedo muy impresionado.
Dear Rav, when you talk about love,
hacer todo lo posible para satisfacer los deseos de los amigos. ¿Puede explicar cómo focalizar?
You said that love is doing what you can to satisfy the desires of the friends. So, if you can explain how we should focus on the most internal desires of the friends.
I need to see the friends as people that are yearning for a connection with the Creator very much, and then I have to supply them with such a form of connection with me that for sure that the Creator will be revealed to them. I'm concerned about them, and I only want to serve them, that the Creator will be revealed towards them. And by this, I have to see myself. Constantly think how the Creator will be revealed to them. That is the right form of the connection between us. And then man will help his friend.
Unity 3. An act. An unbounded operation is when I see that the whole ten, the whole world clears all me. That's how I see the world. What does it mean, an infinite act?
An infinite act means that I don't limit it with my will to receive, but it's entirely to bestow.
Okay.
Moscow 7.
Да, вот в этом вот в этом письме Бали Сулам пишет ученикам о том, что
in this letter Bali Sulam writes to the students that all you have to do is connect your hearts into one heart. And if you find a way to do it,
вот этот способ,
then the whole spiritual system will be revealed to you.
Этот способ,
the method we have to find. What is that method?
That we connect between us and discover what we're lacking in order to be connected, and by this give joy to the Creator. Then we ask the Creator to give us such a connection that from it, from this connection, we can make Him happy.
Africa.
What does it mean that test me in this, truly connecting our hearts, and we will see that the palate will taste. What is the result we must look out for in order to discover this quality?
We need to bestow to the host all the same pleasures that he wants to bestow to us, that we receive them in love, connect through them. We work with our ego in a correct way, only in order to give him contentment. And then we can taste all his attitude towards us as delicious things, sweetest things. And we taste them with our palate, in our mouth, the pit, where we receive and feel all the sweet things that come to us from him. Kabyu 3.
Bokatov Dirav, you just say that our job is to create a connection and attend. This is a priority. But this involves first obtaining a commune intention for that connection. So, Rav, how to achieve this commune intention and attend practically?
Practically, we have to connect among us so that each of the friends in the ten will see how connected we are, how much we want to bestow upon each other, how much we want to help each other. And in this way, we also later come to the Creator, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. It's a three.
Maestro, buongiorno. Come faccio a cambiare il mio desiderio di rivelare il Creatore verso i miei amici?
How can I change my desire to reveal the Creator that it will be for the benefit of the friends and not for my own benefit?
If it is for your benefit, you won't discover it. You can't discover the Creator for yourself. It's impossible. It's only to the extent of your bestowal to the friends. To the extent that you want to bestow upon them, you discover the Creator. And then the revelation of the Creator should also be in bestowing upon the friends. And through them, it returns to the Creator. In this, you're only using the power of rejection. This is what you have, and this is your joy, that you are transferring the force of the Creator, the relation of the Creator, that love you are transferring, conveying it to others. From this, you derive all the pleasure.
Beersheba.
Shalom. Rav, Yekar, tagid li.
Hello, dear Rav. We have terms like bestow, connection, equivalence of form, example. Where can you take all this? What are the roots for this in order to not get confused? Where should I take it from?
Only from the friends can you take all the principles. In your connection with your friends, you can take all the principles in order to connect to the Creator correctly. That's it. Tzafon 2.
Rav, maya ava amitid beruchaniyut.
What's true love and spirituality? What are the temptations?
Dedication, devotion, when you are willing to give everything for others. That's all you need. You got your will to receive from the Creator, and you have to use it only in order to bestow. That's it.
P.T. 19.
18:19.
Can you explain it a bit more? That Bala Sulam says you'll be clear from love, connect with love in a true way. What does it mean that love will cover all crimes?
That you have no crimes to such an extent that love covers them. That you understand that all the crimes you had were only in order to now scrutinize the love. And there were no, these crimes didn't exist and there's no room for them. Their only role was to reveal the love on top of them, because you can't reveal love without crimes.
What are the crimes he's speaking about?
Hatred. Hatred, rejection, yes?
Is there a connection by coupling, by striking to all this?
Yes, striking and then coupling.
What kind?
Striking first, hatred, rejection, etc., and then the coupling.
What is the striking?
The restriction, the screen, the reflected light.
We can do that together?
You do it specifically in a group. How else can you do it?
How do you do it in the group? How do I do it?
Get closer to them and try. Latin 6.
¿Cuáles son los fundamentos, los yesodot, para establecer la ley del amor en la escena?
What are the foundations to have the law of love in the ten?
It's what Rabash writes. Everything begins from the basics that he wrote for us, a connection of people in a ten. And then, out of this, we come to a higher implementation.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
When we were meeting physically, it was easy to buy a friend, to give them a drink, to help them, to prepare a meal. What could be a substitute for that when we're virtual?
I help them in every way to attain the Creator, the force of bestowal and love. I give them examples. I give them everything I can in corporeality and spirituality, only so we can reveal the field for the revelation of the Creator between us. They can't do it without me. I can't do it without them. And that's how we build our network of connection.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Question from a friend in the 10. Mine is yours, yours is yours in the 10. From Lo Lishma we reach Lishma.
This is philosophizing. I don't want to speak this way. Of course it is, but I don't want to speak this way. That's already from being a wise guy. Mine is yours, yours is yours. No. Let them check it in the articles of Rabash. We just need to establish a connection between us in such a way that the power of bestowal will be in it, period. That's it. And these additional intellectual wittiness, first of all, he should do what he's told. Where are we, Niv?
44 by Rabash. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends. So they too would feel that each of them is practicing love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's. It turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, If the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need, who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends. We'll read it again. 44. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing a love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this matter, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully. Since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's, it turns out that where a person has one measure of strength to practice love of friends, if the group consists of 10 members, then he is integrated with 10 forces of the need who understand that it is necessary to engage in love of friends.
This is on condition that he is connected to them. If he regards himself as inferior to them and more and more and more inferior, by that he multiplies his level, and they are more and more.
How do you disclose the love of friends in your heart?
Through actions. Or even if you have none and you don't want to, but you do what you can in order to bestow upon the friends. And out of that, he increases the love in his heart. The important thing about it is to persist. Persistence is the most important.
It's not just a speech he has to do. What are actions?
Now, words are included in this too. But the main thing is what influences the most is actually without words. Just doing it in silence. And then when people see it, they are really... It paralyzes them.
No, kadima.
Go ahead.
45. Rabash. There is prayer for it, that the Creator will help him by making him feel the love of his friend and make his friend close to his heart.
Yeah. Try to put together such a prayer where you are asking the Creator to feel the 10 very close to your heart, to the heart of each of you who is praying, and that you will understand them and feel them, and they will be like the closest people to you in the world, because it's really so. All those friends, each of them, carries within him a part of your soul, of the most precious and eternal thing of yours. So try to seemingly speak to the Creator in their behalf, that you are really, but you are really actually praying for your own soul, and not about yourself. You have to cancel yourself. But normally we do the opposite. We ask for ourselves. And the others are not important to us. We have to annul ourselves and ask about others altogether, because they are the parts of our soul, of each of us.
Moscow 6.
Sometimes in the corporeal life, there are experiences that a person will be able to give his life for somebody he loves. What does it mean in spirituality?
It depends on the importance. You gave an example from corporeality, so the same goes here. It's a question of importance. And the importance is what you need to scrutinize, increase as much as possible, and then you'll see that through connection with the friends, with the internal desire of each and every friend, you attain desires that altogether make up your soul, your eternal part, in which you discover the Creator. That's it. Then you will want connection with them and ask for them, just like you say you have in your corporeal life.
Mac Israel.
Mac Israel.
Good morning, dear Rav. Question from a friend.
Товарищи из десятки понимают его эгоистическим мозгом. Является ли это...
When a friend in the ten understands the friend with his egoistic mind, does that mean that he raises himself upon a different friend because of it was through the mind? And if a friend feels someone else, so is that the right intention?
Yeah. We need to try to feel the friends in this way, that they are in our hearts and minds, and we are only together with them because they are parts that are included in each of us. And only in this way do we unite in order to discover the soul. New York too.
Rav, with our nature, it is very easy to undervalue the friends. How do we ensure that we always see the friends as great?
This is our work. We will never see the friends as great of our own volition, without any preparation. Maybe the Creator will awaken it in us, but it's only in order for us to continue. So we can begin to function correctly and reveal them correctly, that they are parts of our souls. They are parts of the vessel of Adam Rishon that seem to us this way, appear to us this way. We need to work on it. There's no way around it. All your questions come from absence of dealing with connection, facing connection. Moscow 3.
Раф, вы сегодня молитву дали несколько минут назад, и она так ускользнула.
A few minutes ago, you gave us a prayer, and it kind of slipped away.
No, you got friends. You've got friends. No. And besides, if I say something, why aren't you writing it down? You'll have to watch the lesson again and ask the friends. And that way, come to that same state. Because it's a state. It's not like I said a few words. You have to return to that same state. There is where the inner force lies. Turkey 2.
Dear Rav, thank you. Our friend is asking, how can I awaken that yearning and lack of love in friend's heart?
Try with all your might. Take the Creator as a partner to work on the friends, to awaken them. And then it will happen. We have to work and practice, do these operations in practice, to move and do, and not only speak. Moldova. Verbally. Moldova.
Рав, когда я что-то делаю в любви, я нахожусь в радости всегда.
When I do something from love, I'm always in happiness. Should I bring myself to happiness when I do something to the friends so they will feel my love?
Yes, yes, yeah. You can. It's called awakening heart and awakening love in the heart. And then you awaken joy, even though you initially don't have it. Niv.
46 from the Rabash. Once I have acquired this above mentioned clothing, sparks of love promptly begin to shine within me. The heart begins to long to unite with my friends. And it seems to me that my eyes see my friends, my ears hear their voices, my mouth speaks to them, the hands embrace, the feet dance in a circle, in love and in joy together with them. And I transcend my corporeal boundaries. I forget the vast distance between my friends and me. And the outstretched land from many miles will not stand before us. It is as though my friends are standing right within my heart and see all that is happening there. And I became ashamed of my petty acts against my friends. Then I simply exit the corporeal vessels. And it seems to me that there is no reality in the world except my friends and I. After that, even the eye is cancelled and immersed, mingled in my friends until I stand and declare that there is no reality in the world, only the friends.
Okay, we have to try to implement this. So what he wrote, each of us will experience. By this, we make room for the Creator to be revealed. So he too will be as our friend. Chibur, connection, that's where the word chaver, friend, comes from. We've got Florida.
Thank you, Rav. When a friend discloses the love in his heart towards the friends, Should this be obvious that a friend is doing this? Or is this only if I feel a close connection with the friends?
No, it should be revealed, ideally. You don't have to. Maybe not in every situation you can. But basically, as Rabash writes about it too, if you want to relate to a friend well, and you already understand, basically, that this is the way you're supposed to behave to each other, then you have to show your relation to him. It increases love. You should talk about it, and you should reveal it, show it.
Latin 6.
Rav, el estado que escribe Rabash.
The concern that the Rabash writes about.
Por otro lado, se siente.
It seems like the final correction. On the other hand, it feels like the beginning of the path. How to understand this? How to feel this?
It doesn't matter if it's the beginning of the way or the end of the way. I have to do it because I'm doing this in order to bring contentment to the Creator. So even if I'm in the beginning of the correction or the end of the correction, I'm not thinking about myself. I think about how by this I please the Creator. Go ahead, 47.
47, the Rabash writes, we must always awaken what the heart forgets, what is needed for the correction of the heart, love of friends, whose purpose is to achieve love of others. This is not a pleasant thing for the heart, which is called self-love. Hence, when there is a gathering of friends, we must remember to bring up the question, meaning everyone should ask himself how much we have advanced in love of others and how much we have done to promote us in that matter.
Moscow 6.
I wanted to ask about the previous excerpt, when I melt in the friend, so I disappear or I find myself in them?
You discover yourself being included in them in a completely different way, a new way, more spiritual, closer to the Creator.
Niv.
48. From Likutei Halachot. The essence of love and unity is in the desire. When each one is pleased with his friends, with his friend, there is no disparity of desire between them, and they are included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of the unity.
And Shilot.
No questions. Okay, go on.
49. From the book, The Fruit of the Land. In conclusion, the matter that yields guarding and safekeeping from him to be saved from all the incidents of cessation of adhesion between him and his maker is true connection and love, and real peace among friends. Indeed, without this, he is in concealment of the face. May the Creator save him from this. One should accustom himself to always instill love of friends in his heart till his last breath, and persist with it until his soul is adhered and they cling to one another. When they all become as one man, the one Creator will dwell within them. They will be imparted by him many salvations and consolations, and they will ascend in body and soul.
New York 4.
When the Kabbalists write, when Bala Sulam and Rabash write, they write these things that are so sublime and so exalted, and these states are just the greatest thing you could ever imagine. But when we read everything just stam kacha, just like this, everything, there's no anything. So the question is, when the Kabbalists study, do they excite the texts, or it's normal all the time throughout the thousands of years that they just read it just like this?
We should see in this the laws of the upper world. These laws are laws of physics, chemistry, whatever you want. They are scientific laws. It's a network of forces that explain to us in an emotional way how these forces connect and interact and operate on one another. They can't explain it to us in a different way about the spiritual perception of reality. The infiniteness, they can't explain it to us. These things are not even in our perception. So they explain it to us in a way that is the most possible for us to describe. What can we discover between us? Bitter and sweet, some light and darkness, hatred and love. So that's how they explain it, as if to babies. And we picture it in our egos as much as we can picture it. Of course, it's all a lie. Everything we picture is false. But somehow, gradually, we get closer and begin to understand what it's about. And when we talk about it more and more practically, then here comes the question, so we don't run away from it, so we pressure each other, obligate, set examples to each other of how much we have to rise above our senses, above our habits, above our nature. So we will find, because we, in the end, have no choice. We have to reveal the connection between us, because this is the correction of the soul, of all of creation. We exist in a system that is called a soul, and that system was seemingly deliberately broken. It's not really broken, but from our perspective, it's as if it's broken. And we have to try to put it back together. This is why they explain it to us as bitter and sweet, darkness and light, hatred and love. Those are the elementary things that we can picture from our own reality, although it's not at all like that. What can you do? It's a problem. It's a big problem that we have here. That so we will not fall asleep and drop it, but we will really see their explanations as necessary for us. Let's hope that it will work out this way. That's it.
Николаев, Сочи.
Николаев, Сочи.
Раф, вот тут отрывки, да, все о любви мы сейчас читали, но мужчины по природе, они...
Everything we just read is about love. Men, from their nature, they don't have emotions. They're... And all of their summaries and meetings, and we usually just repeat the words from the brain, what we heard you say, maybe a workshop, but what do you think? Can you recommend, maybe we should always speak more emotionally, or how we're happy to meet? And that we discuss what we understood from what you said. I don't know how we can reach this love if we don't have a place for it. It's like we run from it. And we're just speaking some words of wisdom or what I heard, or even the shots and goodbye, when they aim us so still, they don't awaken us to speak from our feelings. It's not according to our nature. It's just to say something. So maybe you can, like, maybe force us to do it. Like, what did you feel in the lesson? What atmosphere? Why were you happy to be there?
You could be right to some extent. But we are speaking in such a way that each one will interpret it in his heart. And speaking about it openly, Kabbalists didn't really want to do it. So as not to expose the desire they have deep in their hearts. How will you speak about it? I don't know. I'm used to, like you, to understand more the technical aspect of the matter. But when I speak it about it technically, I understand that it obligates me internally, emotionally, that I'm like a machine, and I have to carry out this and that internal operation, operations of connection or operations of love. Yeah, the same thing. An act of love, or of hatred and an act of rejection are the same thing. An act of relinquishment, concession, is a type of an act of bestowal. So we can use technical words, but basically they are all speaking about our desires, how we carry out these things. You understand? All of this psychology and love are is just forces, natural forces that are in us, and we operate them. There is nothing else here. Hatred, love, you can replace it with rejection and attraction or connection, etc. Try to build a dictionary where on one side you have words of emotions and on the other side you have words that are operations or activities, and try to use both whenever it's convenient to use this or that. This is the language of the branches, the language of Kabbalists. You'll see why it says this. It all depends on how we use it. I nevertheless wish you to overcome the difficulty that we have, either because of the language or because we can't speak softly or because we're still in such states that we can't open our hearts and we can't reveal the hearts of our friends. I recommend for you to try to follow what Rabash writes. Speak with sentences that are written in his books that are seemingly not yours because you're using his words. That's it. So in this, there is already a great addition because you're taking him as a partner. Bala Sulam is very high and very complicated. His words are very sublime, almost lofty. And Rabash is a lot closer to us. And with this, we conclude today, and let's hope that during the day, we will wake up more and continue tomorrow. Info.
Yeah, so everybody is welcome today at 10:30 a.m. to connect to our reporters' meeting till 11:30. And then in the evening, we have the World Yeshivat Chavarim from 6:45 to 7:30. And we're reminding that in the Yeshivat Chavarim, we're going to be in Athens. We're not going to mix together. Let's go to a song.
Cuanto al corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal. No se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en él. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut v'hofech et hanistar lagalui. חפץ תמיד לממש את הרצונות, למלא את כל הגחמות. כך ברא אותנו הטבע עם כל הרצונות והתכונות. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad,
junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut derech vutza megale chavarut v'sham hu yotze mitoch hagalut והופך את הנסתר לגלוי. ללו, 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 לא. ללו, 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 לא. ללו, 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 לא. כשהלב מחליט שרוצה אלוקות, דרך קבוצה מגלה חברות. Entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shehalev machlit sherotze elokut, junto al grupo llega la amistad, v'sham hu yotze del exilio salir, v'hofech et hanistar lagalut.